0.9 for the Sixers to shoot. Embiid turns, fires for the win. Joel Embiid!
You've had some big shots in your career. Where does that one rank for you?
Obviously that's the best one.
And the Sixers take game three!
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. Though? We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people!
Three games last night, drama in every single one of them. We start with the Philadelphia 76ers in Toronto to take on the Raptors. The game went to overtime. What happened then?
Classic Monday morning quarterback walk-off three by Joel Embiid. The first center in the last 25 years to achieve such a feat in the playoff game. As a perimeter player, let me tell you something. When the coach dropped the play for your center to shoot a three, he better make it. Like, real talk. Like, the other 14 guys, like, that was Tobias Harris. He make $180 million to play basketball. Setting an up screen for Joel, this year's possible MVP. And I'm just happy for Joel because it encompasses what's been a magical season for him individually. So many times we can focus on the Ben Simmons storyline or what's going to happen with Doc Rivers or bringing on Harden or Maxey's emergence. But Joel Embiid's dominance and his ability to be not only a guy that can lead the league in scoring, but a guy that you can draw up a game-winning walk-off three-point shot. Do you realize what will happen if he missed that shot and they lose that game? What will you be saying about Doc Rivers today?
Oh, yeah, we'd be clowning him.
Absolutely.
That was a great play, though, because he gets clowned a lot for his coaching decisions, especially in the playoffs. That was a great play.
And I appreciate the way Joel has stayed healthy and he delivered.
Another thing about Doc Rivers, called the timeout. Because remember, Joel Embiid was out to throw a desperation heave from half court. Doc Rivers called the timeout. Those two great decisions from Doc.
And former player thing. Shout to Doc. I saw him running. Got to do some yoga, OG. You got to do some yoga, OG. You got to stretch it out when you in the sauna and the steam. You got to do the executive workouts. I saw him running a half court, Jacoby. And that timeout, as you mentioned, was a crucial thing. And again, like, the Toronto Raptors are depleted. This should be a Wallace sweep for the Sixers. It's going to be interesting to see, however, what happens in the next series. Here's why.
Yep.
The elephant in the room for me is, I talked about Maxey, talked about Harris. You know who we ain't talking about?
There's one player on that team, also on a max deal, that we're not discussing.
James Harden. He fouled out.
Yeah, he did.
And he probably would have been the guy that they ran that play for. My point exactly. And so, again, in the first round of the playoffs, you can get away with your second best player not playing
being
up the
your
par.
Your fourth best player.
Correct. But in the next series, they not going to be able to do it.
Miami Heat got something for James. We've seen what they've done to Trae Young. They got something for ball-dominant guards that want to dribble up top. They
and
got
remember,
something for them.
Jimmy Butler, former Sixer as well. So I'm looking forward to that series because, again, Atlanta, Toronto are depleted.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
At full strength, they'd have trouble.
Yeah, they have a little more trouble. But I believe those are easier first-round opponents now once the series started than it was initially on paper as them teams made the playoffs.
I'm glad you brought up the matchups in the first round at the top of the East because one thing we knew is the Nets were going to play somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up playing the Boston Celtics. And last night, after the Nets started out 9-0, right? After they started out 9-0, they had the lead throughout the entire game until the second half when it was Brown and Tatum.
So, former player, marketing, promotions, radio, TV, film. For everybody watching this program, there's a reason why we started with Joel Embiid. It's because he played like a superstar.
Yep.
He played like an MVP.
Yep.
There's a reason why we ain't showed KD or Kyrie yet on this program. Because they didn't.
No.
Right? And this is the time of year you need that. Game one, Tatum was passing early. He started scoring late. They have four players at 20-plus. This game, seven players in double figures, one player with 20-plus, Jaylen Brown. This game was about toughness. And shout to Grant Williams as well, because he was terrific. He didn't miss a shot from the floor. He played great D. He, Al Horford, Daniel Tice, Kevin Durant, when he takes two dribbles, and you know how he like those warm-up dribbles, yeah. Jacoby. After he takes two dribbles and shoots the ball, he only shooting 25% in this series. They interrupting that. They sticking them hands in there. That's why they keep getting them steals. Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum. And the other thing about Jason Tatum's growth, he blocked KD jumper. Now, I told you in the first game, it was impressive to me when he took KD on the post, turned around and shot baseline. Now, when that's happening, what does that mean? That means that they're taking KD's legs away. That happened with P.J. Tucker a couple of years ago when he was with the Bucks. Remember, he blocked KD's shot, and he's 6'5", KD's 6'11". How does that happen? The last 11 games, I believe, KD has played at least 38 to 40 minutes per game.
Yep.
I think that's catching up with them. And the swarming Celtics defense also is not giving them any airspace. And last thing, let me tell you. When you're playing with the Golden State Warriors and you're KD, you know the beautiful thing about playing with the Warriors? The ball movement. Yep. The player movement. Yep. Guess what? The Nets don't pass the ball. And so now all of a sudden they taking turns. And when you go against a great defensive team, that's what the stats going to look like for your two best players.
1 for 17 in the second half in this one.
Pritchard outscored KD and Kyrie in the fourth quarter of yesterday's game.
That's insane.
Just think about that for a sec. And also, I told you it'd take a lot of energy to be the villain. Remember I told you that? And the fans had to temper it down, and they had so many announcements throughout the arena to make sure nobody got out of hand. But you know who that affected in game two? Kyrie. Because the one thing about being the villain, and I told you about celebrating after shots and doing all of that stuff, you got to have that energy all of the time.
But Jalen, I was shocked by this KD performance. In game one, I was like, all right, they threw something at him. He wasn't ready for it. He's going to make the adjustments. He's going to score 40 in game two. Yeah, you couldn't have told me he wasn't going to score 40 in game two. What adjustments do they make in game three?
So here's the beautiful thing about, like, the game of basketball. It don't matter if they have Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich, Eric Spoelstra. I don't care who's coaching the Nets in the next game. There's nothing X and O's I can tell you. KD and Kyrie got a ball. Period.
Yeah.
Like they're playing bully ball against them. So, again, I told you, when somebody blocked KDJ, what does that mean? Sometimes when you watch him score, what do you say? That's never going to get
it's
blocked.
It's impossible.
Right?
Impossible. Okay, he's 7 feet tall.
So here I come. E equals MC squared. Why does that happen? Because they're taking his legs away. The last 11 games, his volume of minutes have been high. The Celtics have been the best defensive team since January 1st. Marcus Smart is defensive player of the year in the NBA.
Jalen, that brings us to one of our signature segments, Sophomore or Boss Move. You mentioned that Marcus Smart was the defensive player of the year,
yep.
And he was awarded that just a couple days ago.
Deserving.
Guess what he wore to the arena for game two?
What?
He walked in TD Garden with a full-on champion robe, defensive player of the year robe, head-to-toe Celtics, green and black, Jalen Rose, having the robe ready, sophomore boss move.
I'll see you, nephew, and... Let me tell you what's funny. You see, he was cracking a smile.
He tried to play it off. He tried to play it cool. Trying to be straight faced.
It's definitely a boss move, and I got three distinct reasons why. Number one, that was pre-made.
Oh yeah, it was ready. That's the thing. I saw the first thought I had, he asked that a month ago.
Correct.
You can't get that overnight, dog. Yeah.
Number two, historic defensive performance by his team, limiting KD and Kyrie. Number three, they won the game and they up 2-0 in the series.
Yeah.
Boss move.
Boss move for sure. Jalen, somewhat surprising the Celtics are up 2-0, but nothing is more surprising than this series between the Bulls and the Bucks, and it was the Bulls who leveled it at 1-1 behind the work of DeMar DeRozan.
Prolific score. And the one thing about the Bulls is they've been the best team that's played the worst versus the elite competition in the league.
Yep.
And so it wasn't a surprise they lost game one. And obviously, if Middleton gets injured, that puts you in position to win game two. But you can't overlook DeMar DeRozan's mid-range dominance. You know how much I love the mid-range game.
I know you do.
Gentlemen had 41 points, no threes, all twos. It's like when I'm at lunch with you. When you order wings, all flats.
All flats. Don't give me a drumstick. All I don't want to see a drumstick. I don't want a drumstick at the table next to me.
All flats.
All flats, all
41,
mid-range.
All twos. I love it. And the thing is, Vucevic played really
well.
Yeah,
he did.
Caruso had 10 assists. LaVine scored at least 20. And so now when you're the Bulls, you drive back to Chicago, you're feeling good about getting your first win versus a quality opponent all season.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
And also, Jalen, like, I had the Bucks as my favorite to come out of the East.
Yep.
Chris Middleton goes down, sprained MCL. I don't know how long he will be out, but remember, game one was kind of close between these two. Game two, the Bucks win. How impactful will this injury be, not just on this series, but on the Bucks' run?
Well, if he's going to miss a series of weeks, then obviously that's going to affect the next playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch that play, it's a freak injury. But here's what I can't overlook. How Caruso beat him to the spot, cut him off, and hit him with his chest and knocked him off his course. And that's what made him turn around. And so an injury like that, it seems like it'll be a few weeks. And obviously that's going to be more on Holiday, more on Giannis, more on Lopez, more on Porter. But I think infrastructurally, you can't win a championship without Chris Middleton. But you can win a few games.
Mm-hmm.
You can win a few games. And I think they'll still win this series. And so that gives him a time to recover to get back. But obviously, if they're going to win the next series, then he's going to have to return.
Next series would be, again, the Celtics or the Nets, looking like the Celtics. And, Jalen, there's still some series very much in question, one of which involves a gentleman that we love here on Jalen Jacoby, Anthony Edwards. And John Morant. Two young superstars been going back and forth. Can't wait for this one. Can't wait to break it down. We'll be back right after this. Tomorrow night, ESPN, three game threes. Look at this lineup. Heat Hawks, Bucks Bulls, and Suns Pels. Great game starting at 7 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, coming to you live from Pier 17 and brought to you by Chase. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
Grizzlies and the Timberwolves tied at 1-1. Will Ja Morant get the Grizzlies game three?
I'm just happy that Ja addressed people like you that flipped.
I flipped, and he intimidated me. Now I have to stay flipped. He was talking to me, dog. I felt triggered.
Did you see Papa Morant bring out the special good luck charm in game two? His granddaughter. Front row, celebrating like her pops. You know I love that so very much. I love that so very much.
Can't lose.
When you know your baby girl is sitting front row, I've been there, dog. I hit 7 threes against the Hawks. I ain't never make that many threes in a game.
7 threes?
Mariah Rose was sitting front row. You know what I'm saying? I was in Atlanta. I knew they was going to respond, but in all honesty, The Memphis Grizzlies play with a lot of character. Mm-hmm. And I like how Taylor Jenkins mixed up the lineup. He gave the Ja lineup where he can go high pick and roll and get downhill. And then he got the lineups we were using to be successful without Ja. Now, Minnesota, you got what you came for, at least one game. Karl-Anthony Towns got to still be dominant like he was in game one. I think Anthony Edwards has to continue to attack. I call him Bam Bam because he's big, he's strong, and he's athletic, right? But that don't mean always settle for threes. I need to see him turning the corner, being more athletic. And D'Angelo Russell has to also play a lot better. So that guy returning home, I think he's going to be a much better player in front of his home fans, I believe. But you got to give the credit to Bane and the Brooks defensively. See, that's what we're not talking about, the defensive prowess. And then last but certainly not least, the matchup as this series continues to progress, what it's going to become? It's going to become Big Cat, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yep.
Who can make a play?
Yep.
That's what it's going to be. Jaren Jackson Jr. making threes, getting tip dunks. This is an exciting series with a lot of great young talent.
I'm excited to see Big Cat perform. You know what I mean? I love this young Timberwolves team. Game one, they outplayed the Grizzlies. They out-hustled the Grizzlies. They out-Grizzlied the Grizzlies. But game two, they got waxed, Jalen Rose. So I want to see them come back. Now, another team has been waxed twice in these playoffs are the Nuggets. However, Jalen Rose, let me tell you the secret to game three. Let me tell you why I have the Nuggets winning game three. You want to know why?
Why?
The stretch mark five, Nikola Jokic, fresh cut. Fresh cut. I always wonder why he doesn't have a fresh cut. I don't know how he hangs out with so many black people without getting a fresh cut. But he got a fresh skin fade, and that is why they're going to win game three. Tell me I'm wrong, Mr. Rose.
You know, I'm most known in delivery rooms and barbershops.
Talk to me.
So, you know, I appreciate somebody
having a fresh cut. The confidence that comes with the fresh cut.
No doubt about it.
Look good, feel good, play good.
But however, it better happen in the first half. And I know it's four quarters to a basketball game, but I'm telling y'all right now, those third quarter Warriors are the 31st NBA team. I already know what I'm going to get in that third quarter from them. So the first half of the Nuggets, remember Jalen Rose said this is imperative.
Doug, once they show Steph Curry on the warm-up bike, it's over.
Correct.
They show that one shot of him going to the warm-up bike, I'm like, it's over. I don't care if you're down 18, 22, whatever the Warriors are down. Once Steph gets on that bike, it is over.
Hey, that big four of the Splash Brothers.
Oh, we're not going to have Wiggins. We can't have Wiggins in there.
Draymond Green, you know what they give you? PTSD. Break that down. The P's for pool.
Steph, Thompson, Draymond.
You like that, don't you?
Dog. Hold, wait, did you come up with that? Is that you?
No, I got some comedians on the tech chain on my phone.
Just run with it, dog.
Shout out to my brothers.
Just run with it.
They know who I'm talking
to. PTSD lineup. We've all been coming up with a name for this lineup. And we're just going to give the credit to Jalen Rose, even though he didn't think of it. The PTSD lineup. I love it. I love it so much. We got to get a W in there somehow. Big shout out to Wiggins. All right, Mr. Rose. We have another game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Another series tied at 1-1. And last time we saw the Dallas Mavericks, it was your namesake, Jalen Brunson.
Buckets.
Just elbowing people
buckets.
Out the way. The,
buckets.
Just chicken winning people out the way. Buckets. Getting buckets with the left hand.
You know how much I like
range.
Boom. That's exactly where I was going. The not so lost art of the mid range. And you ready for this? You ready
chicken
for this?
Wing.
Y'all ready for this basketball in 2022? Getting 40 without a dunk.
Love it.
You know what I mean?
Love it.
And you ready? Getting 40 without a ooh and a ah.
No, quiet buckets. Quiet buckets.
No killer crossover.
Ja Morant had 23, and it was so much louder than Brunson's 41.
I'm so happy for him, how he's turned himself into an NBA player. Mm-hmm. And he's another guy that reinvented his body. You know what I'm saying? He reinvented his body. You could tell he in great shape. He confident. He poised. He playing terrific basketball. They got to win without Luka? Hey, Utah, streets is watching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Worldwide West is in the building. Circling.
Say that out loud again.
Worldwide West is in the building, circling like a vulture. Just waiting for that corpse to die so he can dine.
Knicks brass are attending Jazz games.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and they're looking at Jalen Brunson, too.
Okay. So, for whatever that's worth, but let me just say this. The Utah Jazz have been knocking on the door of trying to be one of the better teams in the West. Rudy Gobert is Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Everybody knows Spider Mitchell is a young superstar. Clarkson's been Sixth Man of the Year. They're breaking up the band. Definitely.
Well, Jalen, are they breaking up the
by
band?
The conference finals.
Are they breaking up the band in the Bay? Because Debo Samuel,
like
after a great
there.
Season. After a breakout season, what a weapon he is. Is he going to be a weapon for the 49ers moving forward? We'll discuss it right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose. Every day we recognize the fact that Brittany Griner is still detained in
63
Russia.
Days, way too
Insane.
Long. We here at Jalen and Jacoby wish her a speedy, safe recovery to the United States.
So much drama and intrigue in the NBA playoffs that some NFL stories are kind of going under the radar, one of which is Debo Samuel,
so productive for the 49ers, said he doesn't want to play for the 49ers. He wants out.
You know what this sounds like? If the 49ers do this, they will be moving away from him. They've already basically moved on from Garoppolo. It's just they got to find him a trade partner. Mm-hmm. Trey Lance is the quarterback of the future.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a team to get both of these guys this offseason. How about that, Jacoby?
It's wild. There's been so much shakeup in this NFL offseason. I want to see Samuel stay with the 49ers. He thrived in that offense. They used him. He was so good last year. Pay the man.
Pay me my money.
Tariq Hill, he just messed everything up. he's like the markets. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Right, but also, like, this happens in a lot of industries. It's like he gets punished for being versatile and extremely good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, we don't really want to pay him like a number one wide receiver, but we're going to applaud the fact that he's a Swiss Army knife. We can line him up at running back and do all these other things with him. And so he's probably saying, I want to do whatever I can to get number one wide receiver money. That's probably the rub.
And I think the 49ers should give him whatever he wants because he is such a big part of their offense. Jalen, Shohei Ohtani is the biggest story in baseball. It doesn't get enough shine.
It will here.
What did he do yesterday?
It will here.
What did he do yesterday?
It will here. Tell me.
Okay, 6 innings pitched, 1 hit, 1 walk, 12 strikeouts. Mm. Then he goes to the plate, double, 2 RBIs, 2-for-4.
First off, striking out 12 in 6 is old school.
Wild.
Second, going to the plate and having 2 ribbies is just all-time dominant in the same game. He's a beast. I can't wait to go see him play. And he had a double.
You said you were going to see him play last summer. How'd that go? Road trip?
Well, what happened is what happened was they were so far below in the standings. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't catch him. But I'm going to catch him this year when they come to the team.
Catch us tomorrow, ESPN2 at 4 every single day.
Thank you. You are far too kind.